So just quickly reviewing. So basically, the Ron wanted to know. So what's this? How he's showing this all Rashi, right? That the betel is the So he says, he digresses. He says the Torah says Tashbisu. Tashbisu doesn't mean Tavaro. It just means betel, right? Betel. And he says, what is betel? He says it sounds like it's Hefker, but he says Hefker. This doesn't work at Hefker. You can't do Hefker on your heart like that. He says, no, it's not exactly Hefker. The whole thing itself, it's not really Nirshasin altogether, intrinsically. Intrinsically, you can't even own it, because once it makes it Asubahana, you can't actually own it. Right? But the Torah doesn't want you to, so to speak, act like an owner, keep it in your house and treat it like yours, even though technically, officially, you can. But Torah doesn't want you to act like a Baal. So basically, Torah put it into your rishus. I guess it's like if you're acting like a Baal, you value it like a Baal. Technically, you can't own it, but Torah made you like an Isser of a Baal, a Baal Shel Isser, if you will. Right? So it treated it, created like a mock Baalus, just like it did by Bar. Right? But that's for the guy who relates to it as a Baal, or it's some default, you do relate to Chametz as a Baal. But if the guy declares or internally commits himself that it's kafir and whatever, nothing, so then you're not really into like a Baal. Then on the contrary, you're like disowning it. And the Torah is not going to put it into your shas. Torah is not going to create this Baal. So it's like Hefker because it's like ownerless, but it's like it's a mock Hefker because it's a mock Baal. Just saying that. So to remove an actual real Baal, it's true you need to take it, pick it up, put it out of your house, whatever. But you're not removing the Baal. It's like you're preventing the bialos from being found, the fake bialos from being found in the first place. And as long as the gavra has this attitude of distance from the chametz of not kafir the ara, then the Torah wouldn't put it as a shas, and he'll be fine. He's not going to violate. But I'm not saying yotzei tashbisa. Tashbisa means like distance yourself from the chametz internally, distance yourself from it, right? Something like that. Right, that's what we did last time. Because the Torah's putting in your shas because in order to make you over the iser, that if you're connected to the chametz, if you're karov to the chametz, then the Torah is going to make you over. The Torah wants you to be distant from the chametz, and the way it distances you from the chametz, it says you can't own it, and therefore it creates a distance. Now, it's in a certain sense, it's putting in your shos to make you over. But who does it want to make over? The guy who's karov to the chametz, who's relating to it as a baal, and you're relying on the loophole that you can't own it, so to be able to still own it without actually owning it. So it says, no, you own it. But if you really mamish are totally the mufka from it, then it's still in your shos, but it's gone for the hour. You know that it's going to be asrana, worth nothing. You relate to it as nothing, and it happens to still be in your house. Then why is the Torah going to make you over? The Torah doesn't try, doesn't care about that. The Torah is making you over the person who's relating to it like a Baal. So now the Ron continues. Shema Tomar, right? MK, this is your question. Them. So if that's the case, the Torah says Tashbisu, which you're saying means, internal bittul, all that, and that's this whole logic of how it works. Then where's there bedikah on biur? Maybe there's no such thing as bedikah on biur from the Torah, right? Tashbisu means devatlan. You can't say that. Where do you know bedikah for the candlelight? If you can tell me just an asmachta, less that's not true. How do you do biyachametz? Bikamanda amar dein biyachametz. Right? Some say you have to do beer with shreifa. Rabbi Yehuda, the sfirleyachi, right? The danu mi nosar. He learns it out from nosar. Just like by nosar you have to burn it, so to chametz you have to burn it. Bimatamashin. But if you're going to tell me deraisa, the whole thing is betel. Now beer is zeshenachluv. What are they arguing about? How you do betel? How you do beer? There's no such thing as beer in the Torah. All there is betel. So how could you have an argument about how to do? What are the? How are you yotzei beer? Or how do you fulfill beer? There's no such thing as beer. Now, I mean, it may not exist or whatever, but like, there's no machlokas about it, right? Umuchach v'adri Torah nachlu. That they're arguing in the Torah. It's not just the Rabbanon. You find that Avara is an Av Malacha, but Torah Amar Teshvi Sarim Matechem. I'll give you a second. The Raya is trying to learn how do you know Tashbisa doesn't mean on the first day of Yontif, but it means on Erev Yontif, right? So Rabbi Kiva's Raya is because it says, Ach bayom harishon tishbizor matecha. Then it comes like asim. And avara is not malacha. So how can you tell me that you do it on the first day, but it's a malacha, burning it, right? So, but you can't burn it on Yantav, so it must be it's on Erev Yantav. But you see, you're trying to figure out what Torah means by Yom HaRishon. If you can tell me the whole din of Biur with burning is a Darabanan, then you can't prove it from that, right? You want to prove what Torah means when it says Yom HaRishon. So maybe Yom HaRishon means burning it on the first day. I'm sorry, it means doing Bedol on the first day, right? And it's a malacha. Burning is a malacha, more is totally Darabanan. You see, no, apparently burning is not Darabanan. Apparently burning is Daraisa, right? Burning is Daraisa, if you say that you have to do burning. And therefore, since it's Daraisa, it can't be on the first day because it's a malacha. So it must be it's on the Erev, right? But you see that the Gemara is treating it that this din Sreifa is not just Darabanan. We say in Bir Chametz Sreifa, it means Daraisa. If you're going to tell me that Tashbisu means Betel, period, that's what it means. It doesn't mean beer. Doesn't mean burning. Doesn't mean searching out. Deraisa, the whole thing is a smacha. Deraisa just means betel. So then, how could you have machlokas about what beer? Beer, you only have to beer with sreifa. Maybe the beer some other way. Well, what do you mean? What kind of question is that? Right? And you learn out from Nosar. It's funny. Like, what would beer mean? Like, how would the Rabbanon? How would that even make any sense? So deraisa is betel. Then what's beer? What is beer? And why, how would I even be allowed to do beer? Unless you say, look, if I don't own it, I don't own it.
Right, it's a practical.
Practically, it's gone. But
Can
not,
you
I'm not
take
doing a
this?
mitzvah. You
Can you
could
take
say,
this?
look, Bittel Tashbishu means Bittel. But if you just get rid of it beforehand, I guess, whatever. Because you're not doing Tashbishu, you're just avoiding the whole thing. But then if that were the case, then you wouldn't have machlokas whether you need to do sreifa or not. How can you have machlokas whether the biur has to be the sreifa? If the whole thing of biur is just like avoiding the whole situation, not a kiyum mitzvah, just avoiding the whole situation, then of course you do the sreifa, you crumple it up, you do whatever you want. You're not doing the mitzvah. But if you learn that the raisa mitzvah of the tashbisu could be accomplished either through bittel or through bedika and biur, now you could ask, well, what does that mean? How do I do it? If I want to go the Biur route, how do I do it? Oh, it has to be straight from. Right? Well, that is what he's trying to prove. So far, he's been asserting that Tashbisu means Betel. Now, does it mean exclusively Betel? And Biur is just some invention of the Rabbanon that somehow circumvents the whole thing? Or is Bedika and Biur also a Kiyum Deoraisa of the Tashbisu? He's proving from various places that look, the Torah, the Gemara asks, how do you know that you use a candle? And it has a limud. And it's because it says you have to do the biur through burning. And it has a limud from Nosa. And it says you can't be on the 15th because it's av malacha. So it's like, you see, the Gemara is from the Gemaras, it's not treating biur as if it's an invention of the Rabbanan. It's also a deraisa. Which again, he's going to explain how it works. Remember, he had a theory earlier that either or works. This is where he's building towards. But again, his first paragraph was saying that Tashbisu means betel. Now, then he's asking that would seem to mean it's not beer. Well, not so fast, not so fast. Maybe it also could mean beer somehow. And now, the last paragraph, he's going to try to work it all together. So let's see. So now he's going to put it all together. Okay, alakach, right? Kach hu ikaron shel dvar. This is the essence of the matter. Shivato Either you're mevatel all chametz in your heart, that is in your shas, and you remove it in your mind from your shas. Right? And that's enough. funny lashon. You remove it from your rishus in your mind, right? I guess by considering it like afadara. But look, there's no chametz in my rishus anymore. It's just afadara.
How many to do is like a Cheerios box in our kitchen table?
Yeah, right. Oh, im lo bit lo belibo klal. If you know, if you're not mevatel in your heart at all, sarach min haTorah sheyivdok acharav b'chol makom sheuraki lematzei sham. So then, you're not willing to do bittel, or you don't do bittel. Then you have to search after it wherever it might be. You have a random in olam and then destroy everything you find from the world. And that's what they're arguing about. Is it Sreifa? Is it whatever? Crumpling it up. That's the Machlokas. Right? Ulafikach, Kol She'enu Mevatel. Anyone who doesn't do Bittul, Chayiv Livda. Right? So if you don't do Bittul, if you say, listen, I am not doing Bittul, I can't do Bittul. I don't know. I can't convince myself that it's like after that. Right? I mean, you have to really convince yourself of it. So I'm saying I'm not doing it, I can't do it, I don't want to do it, whatever. Then you're obligated to do Bedika. Kadesh Rashizal, Shabot. That's only for someone who didn't do Betel. So if you don't do Betel, you're chayav to do Bedika. Kadesh. Again, Tosa's problem was, but you have to do Betel. Right, we'll get to, he's gonna get to that. But that's why. Doesn't mean you could have said that. It just tells the premise was the Rabbana said you have to do Bethel. Isn't the have to do Bethel? What do you mean if I don't do Bethel? I have to do Bethel. Okay, so he's going to get that. Avalamisha, but someone who does Bethel, Sagi Bachi. That'll be enough. And therefore I wouldn't have to do Bedika. So when the Mishnah says, Arlar both Kimasa Chametz, Arner, Rashi, Kadesh, Levi, he means, assuming you didn't do Bethel. Then you're chayav to do bedikah on the 14th so that you don't violate by matzah. It's conditional. It doesn't say the condition, but whatever. It's conditional. It's assuming you didn't do betel. At least the oraisa. Okay. Ella nimnei shebetel zeh taloi b'machshavtan shel b'nei adam. But since betel is taloi in people's thoughts, they ain't the same shavos, and people don't have the same mindsets. And it's possibly going to be lenient, and you're not going to really remove from your heart. You're just going to say the words, but you're not going to really mean it. Wink, wink, right? Ro chacham lahach yaspik bittel bedika ubi Torah. So they said, don't rely on bittel. And I guess this is the Mishnah. Arla Arbas are both kinds of chametz. It doesn't say if, it just says do it. The thing is, that's why. Why does the Mishnah say do it? Deraisa, what you're doing is you're doing, you're pulling by your matzah. That's deraisa what you do. But deraisa, you had another option. But now the Rabbanan are saying, the other option isn't so great. Because the option of doing a bittul has its risks. Who's going to really do it? Maybe people aren't going to do it properly, carefully, fully. So therefore, they said, you have to do this. Right? You have to avoid by Rabbi Matzai through doing Bedika. You can't just rely on Bittul. And that's a Mishnah. Right? okay. Oh, Mimnesha Chashu Shem. Or maybe the reason why they didn't want you to do Bittul is maybe intrinsically they'd be okay with Bittul to be by Matzai. But like Rabbi Tosa says, maybe if you only do Bittul, maybe you're going to find it and eat it. Okay. Right, and I guess Rashi was just telling you what it's accomplishing deraisa. You're avoiding Barabbai Matzah. But he's not telling you why the Rabbanan demanded that you do Bittul, Bedika, and not just relying on Bittul. He didn't explain that. But that could be because they're worried you're not going to do Bittul right, or maybe because, like Tosa says, that's Rashi's not even getting into that. He's just telling you, the Raisa, what Bedika is accomplishing. Okay. Umashma, he's dealing with the problem. Okay, I'll say. Umashma, the Tana, the Masnisen, lo boi betel kla, ella Bedika, ubahachi sagi. So now he's changing, now he's added a Chiddush. That the Mishnah is holding, you don't need to do betel at all. Because that was Tosas Kasha. Once you have to do Bittul anyways, then why do I have to do Bidika or whatever, right? He's saying, no, no, no. Our Mishnah is holding you don't need Bethel. Okay? Right? You don't need Bethel. You just need B'digon. That's enough. Lefisha mekivin shabbat. I guess they have a basa. Because once you search, you're perfectly fine. And if you're worried, maybe after you do B'digon, you're going to end up finding something. You have an altar. Right? You just destroy it right away. Right? You destroy it. The second you find it, destroy it. Right? And Shema Tomar, Lemafreya, maybe you'll say, no. Once I find it, Lemafreya, it's going to turn out I owned it. Right? Because I never did Bittul. Does not, alas, that's not true. Shari Samcha Torah Lachazakos. Torah relies on Chazakos. Once I search all the places that I'm used to finding Chametz, Yatsi Chavasa. Right? I'm sorry. Right. You don't have to worry about that. Maybe there's going to be a kikar on top of the pillar that I don't know. They don't see or whatever. Right. Ulafika, that's why our Mishnah doesn't even say anything about doing betel. Our Mishnah just says bedika, because that's how you avoid by matzah. And you have to do that, because if you don't do that, you're going to have problems. Right? So Mishnah's even not mentioning betel. Ella, keep going. Ella, Shabbat, Rav Yehuda, Amarav, Bechidesh. This is the Gemara above. Shabbat, Dek, Tzor, Shivatel. He says that even after you betel, this is an Amor, Rav Yehuda, you still have to do betel. Why? You must get a Gemara. The high new time, Hashem, it's good for Yafa, Vidaita, Iluya. It appears Rashi, this Shem, we talk, Shadaita, Iluya, Yeshua, some of the Varav, and it's overloved. Right? He's worried, maybe when you find it, you're going to hesitate, and you're going to violate. What does that mean? Kaloma, you're going to violate from the moment that you're finding it and hesitating. Aval mikame hachilo, but you're not going to retroactively violate. Because you already did bedika. So, in Hanami, if the second you find it, you destroy it. Until that point, you're already yotze because you did a chazaka. There was nothing. And now you find it, boom, you destroy it instantaneously as quick as you could. And that's why Mishnah is holding. That's why the Mishnah is just saying do bedika. That's how you're obligated to avoid by matzah through bedika. But don't do that. It would work the raisa, but don't do it. Right? But right. 1 second. But right. But in theory, 1 second. Right. But in theory, you can just do betel, and that's it. But then Rabbi Amarav is worried that there's a chashash, so that he's mechadesh that you have to also do betel. The raisa would be enough just to do bedika. Just do bedika, right? You solve the problem by doing bedika, and the Rabbanan made you do bedika because they didn't want to trust betel alone. But then the Rabbanan came along and says, you know what? According to Rabbi Amarav, it's not a Mishnah. According to Rabbi Amarav, he says, you know, bedika alone also has a problem, which is that maybe you're going to find it and hesitate, and then you'll be over going forward. We have to explain some of these things, how this whole thing is working, the chazpah. Like, I'm just trying to read and get the overall picture, so we'll explain the entire run and not just parts of it. But good questions. Okay. The nimtzis summary, right? So Torah she'amra tashbiso, hainu o bebitul avadika, two choices, right? The oraisa, the hainu bechametz yidua. That's coming, you know. Right? Oh, Mimnei Chashash Mikomo Shu Ratzil Matzisha. So that's either in Chametz Yedua or places that I know that I bring Chametz. So places I know I bring Chametz, I have to either do Betel or I have to do Bedikah Mir. Right? So the Deraisa is Chal on Chametz Yedua and places which I bring Chametz. Al Kol She'ein Lo Chametz Yedua. But let's say I don't have any chametz to do, and I don't have any places that I would bring chametz. Let's say I haven't used chametz this year, right? Lo chala la mitzvah slash basa, right? Shall I don't know why he's saying this, right? Sharei ata omer. I'm going to just read it exactly, so that you'll say shakol shabadak anytime you do bedika. Right? Even if you didn't do betel, Ainu over Allah. Ella Mashiach. Let's bring this back in. Mashiach Mitzvah. Right? So you see, they're only worried about that you're going to delay. Right? So he says, you're only over when you delay. But if you did Bedikah, even though you didn't do Betel, if you did Bedikah and you don't delay, then there's no violating. Even if you find it. If you don't find it, you're not violating retroactively, not even violating it the second. It's not just that it's a chazaka that didn't exist, so I could assume it didn't exist, so it wasn't over. Now they know it exists, that second makes me over. But that also, as long as I don't delay, I'm also not going to be over. It's only when I'm mishamasha. Alma. Ein mitzvah hashpasa el al chametz yedua. He's saying, apparently, why don't you say I was over on Tashbiso anyways, because it existed. He says, because there's no mitzvah Tashbiso. The mitzvah Tashbiso is only on chametz that I know about, or on chametz that's of matel. But this is the place, like, I didn't know about. I had no idea. It turns out I find it in my, I don't know, basement cellar, whatever. So there's no chova on that place. So there's no mount over, there's no chova. Right?
Right, I was also going to mention something.
Right. I know. I think presumably they're going together. I know he's talking about just last pasuk, but presumably they're going to go together. You know, over. What are you over?
No, but yeah, I can understand not being over responsible. That's like positive commandments. We're not
I know.
going to buy it. Buy it, this. Can't.
Okay.
But like that, like, do going hush bus does solve our question.
It's impossible to say. See, this is his main point. He's dealing with is this problem. It's impossible to say that if I do Badika and then I find it, then Lamafreya I'm going to be over. Or is it impossible? Because then I would be obligated. I wouldn't be allowed to just rely on Badika. How could I rely on Badika? You tell me I do Badika and then it turns out that there's chametz. Then it turns out retroactively I'm a violator of this. So you wouldn't be allowed to just, it wouldn't be like, careful, you have to be careful about the mitzvahs. And you couldn't just say, oh, I did the and as far as I can tell, there's nothing there. But I'm taking my chances. You would know very well that it's possible you're going to find something later. So you wouldn't be allowed to just rely on it. But since, the key, right, but since you, he's claiming that if I do Badika, then retroactive, or not over retroactive, even if I find something, right, so then it's legitimate to say, listen, I did Badika. And I'm fine. I find it. Look, I'll do it then. The kibun the raisa b'dmal masagi. But since the raisa yotid b'tal, I atamotze b'diko bir minatora. So since, 1 second. What's he trying to do here? Since the Raisa Bittel is enough, so what's Biar doing? The Raisa. So it must be saying the Raisa, there's a choice. I think he's trying to prove that the Raisa, either one of them is working, and he's supporting his whole system. I think. Right, he's holding that if you held that, if I did the Dikam Biar, and then I ended up finding something, I'd retroactively be over. Then they're on. If it were the case that if you did Bedikah and Biur and then found something afterwards, you'd retroactively be over. If that were true, then it would be irresponsible halakhically to just do Bedikah and Biur. You're right, sir. You wouldn't be allowed to do that because it's a chance you're going to find it. It's chazaka or whatever, but it's a chance that you're going to find it. Certainly, a chance you're going to find it. And then you're going to be over to the Oraisa. So it's like your Shemir Sam Mitzvahs wouldn't allow for such. But since he's showing from the sources that apparently Bedika works, the Oraisa. So apparently you're not going to be over retroactively. So Bedika works the Oraisa. So why does it work? Because the Chazaka thing. I mean, I have to explain this. All right? So Bedika works the Oraisa. And that's what Rashi means. It means Bedika really is going to avoid Vayaramatze. Right? And Bittol, I guess, also would remove it. Either one would remove it. But the Rabbanon said, ultimately, the Rabbanon says you have to do both. Right? But according to our Mishnah, not. I think according to the Mishnah, he's trying to argue you have to Bedika, You don't have to bet on. Right? But the Rabbanon were called Rabino Rav posited a new chashash. The Gemara says, yeah, if you find, you'll delay, and therefore you have to bet that betel as well. You know, it sounds like the Ran is throwing around Tashbiso and Vayera together. Sometimes he's saying you Yotze Tashbiso, sometimes he's saying you're not violating Vayera Matze. It sounds like he's not being mechali between them. It's like if you do Tashbiso, then you're not, then you're Yotze that, and you're not over that. And if you didn't do Tashbiso, then you're going to be, you know, it sounds that way.
Because like,
he's switching back and forth. Rashi is a little Yahavar, but those who saw Ran saw about Tashbiso. He's trying to explain Rashi, one more, teeny bit more. He's got a little more, and then we're done. I just want to make sure he's got everything. Masha, it's Rifa Cham Bedika, Bechamet Yosem, Shari Surim, Losam Pala Betel. Right? So why don't you just rely on Betel? And he talked about this earlier, but why can't you just rely on Betel? Other Yisurim, I don't mean it's exactly other Yisurim, but why do you have to get rid of it? Barakasad, Yisha, also can't get the Chaim and Stash Pisu. Shechoshu, Levnei Adam, Shlo Yivalenu, Machshavtem, Lagamri. Right? It's because Bittul in Achnami would be great, but you may not do it right. Right? The Imata Omer Shechosh Shem Liyocho, the very Shon Zal. Or if you want to say it's not because of that, but it's because if you just do Bittul alone, you might come to eat it. Hainu time with the Choshuba Tfei, Mishar, Isir Mishon the Chamez, Lo Bdili and Shimine Kule Shata. Right? It's because, like Tosa says, you know, Bdili, Vichomer, Isir Tfei, there's Be Kares, and also there's Kares on eating Chamez. It's funny. Maybe that's why the Torah said by Ramatzai. Because a little bit dealy or because Scaris. I don't know. It's sort of funny. But basically he's saying that in that regard, he's okay with Tosos or whatever. He's saying, why the Rabbanon Machmir that you have to do Bitla and you couldn't do Bidika? I'm sorry, right. Why you have to do Bitla, you can't do Bidika alone. It's either because maybe you're not going to bit along properly, or because maybe you're going to eat it. And why are we not maybe going to eat it? Okay, so like Tosos or whatever. But he's saying Rashi is not denying that. Rashi is just explaining like what the Deoraisa of Bedika is. The Deoraisa of Bedika is Kadesh Lev Ramayim Otzai. And it really is Kadesh Lev Ramayim Otzai. And it works to avoid Bay Ramayim Otzai. Right? He's not explaining why. Rashi's not explaining why the Rabbanon demanded it. That's the kind of what Tosas is explaining. But Rashi is not explaining that. He's just explaining what's the function of the Bedika Deoraisa. And that's what you're doing. And arguably, when the Rabbanon obligated you to do it, they're obligating you to avoid Bayi Ramotze through the Bedika. Right? Now, it's true. If you did Bittel, you wouldn't violate it, Deoraisa. Okay, fine. But they're obligating you to avoid by Matze through a Bedika. And that's the function of Bedika. Okay, the part which he keeps talking about, like a few times, keeps coming back to this main idea. It's not clear to me in the pshat why it's so vital, but conceptually, he's definitely, he's hinging everything on it, is that you're not, that retroactively, and if you find Chametz, if you did Bedika and Bir, and then you, no Betel, and then you find Chametz, you're not violating anything retroactively. As long as you do it right, you do right away. Retroactively, definitely not over. And going forward, as long as you destroy it right away, you're not over. Right? And that's what makes it legit. Right. The Raisa to do Bedika and to avoid Bayerai Matzah. Right? That's like a key in his mind. Right? And again, he keeps talking about it. So I just feel like that's, that's what we have to understand. And you guys are saying, what do you mean? Well, bottom line is, he owned it. Chazakas, who cares about Chazakas? Bottom line is, he owned it. I think what he means by the Mafreya is like, look, and the, until I find, I do Bedika and I do, right? So now I get rid of it. As far as I know, I don't have anything. I'm a good Jew. Right? And I did everything perfect. And as far as I know, I'm not over anything. Right? And I have no reason to think I was over it. Right? But now I find it. So it turns out, I owned it all along, right? So it turns out, while I didn't realize that I was being over, but I was, well, when? All the way back then, I was over. It turns out I wasn't around. I was Bishoge. It's true, it was Bishoge, sort of. I mean, look, I could have done better or whatever, because I'm Bittel, but whatever. Turns out I was violating the whole time. Right? The Mefreya. It means going back. See, if it's the problem is going back, if you don't say the Mefreya, then Fine, I'll destroy it right now. So what's the problem? The problem is if you say it's on Afreya, then it's not going to help you destroy it right now because you can't remedy. It's like Mubas Leicholiskon. It's like too late. You violated this or the first half of Pesach. So it must be, he's saying, that's what he's trying to say, that it must be you're not over the Mafreya. But the over the Isser is only going to kick in right now if you hesitate or whatever. If you, it kicks in right now, and if you jump and you run and you quickly burn it, then that you're doing the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. That's your point, I think. Is like, if you, it was, I think it's good what you're saying, forgetting about your own point. Just thinking the Tashbisa. Sam's arguing that, look, the mitzvah is Tashbisa. The mitzvah is only chal on chametz that you know about, and the mchayv to check places which are matzah, right? So I did that. So I'm yotze in the mitzvah. Right? I'm yotze in the mitzvah. Now, there's chametz in my cellar that somehow a cat brought into my cellar. I never bring it in there. There's no mitzvah to destroy that chametz. Right? So I did my yotze 100%. Now I find it in my cellar. So now Tashbisu kicks in. Fine. So as long as I instantaneously do it, so I'm not over and I'm doing it. It's like I'm mitzvah. Now it takes me 10 minutes to put it. You don't say I'm over a bit I say because the 10 minutes that I'm not doing it or whatever. Or, you know, I'm doing it. I'm doing that. So right now. Right? But if I delay, then it's like I'm kind of hesitating. I mean, I'm not doing that. So I'm kind of excited or whatever. Then I can be over. So there might be a value to doing bitl in advance if you don't want to have to rush and whatever. And if you pause, maybe you're going to be violating it. But this is all the logic which makes sense in the world of Tashbisa. The problem is that there is this, he's not quite addressing this parallel framework of Rabbi Matzei, which is harder to understand. In that framework, why don't you say that Lamafreya you were over? Because doesn't Rabbi Matzei mean you can't own chametz? And didn't I own chametz?
You did find it.
What's that? Yeah, right. I did. And it was found in my resource the whole time. So, like, I understand I did the zakas and I did the mitzvahs and all that, but I mean, how do you deal with the vayira? He's not quite explicitly addressing it, but I mean, it has to be here. You know, it cannot be addressed. It's part of the whole picture. So Ellie's saying like this: is that like again, if you're relying on what Ron said earlier, that you can't really own chametz and pesach. There's no such thing as really owning chametz and pesach because it's asur hana and it's not reshusha. So the Torah is putting it in your Rishos, right? Torah is putting it in your Rishos. And that's what it's saying. It's only if you do Bittal, the Torah is not putting it in your Rishos, right? Because you're related to it properly. But Eli's saying, well, maybe also if I do Bedika and Biur, if I act responsibly to the Chametz and I get rid of Chametz, as far as I'm concerned, I've made sure my Chametz, my house has no Chametz whatsoever. All the Chametz you do, I burn. All the Chametz, all the Mekomos I searched out, I've created a Chesgas Bat. Now it turns out in my cellar there's a little drop of chametz, right? Which I had no way to know about. I acted 100% responsibly. I, as a gavra, totally removed myself from chametz as much as I need to do. So now what? Now it turns out I had a chametz in my house. At the moment Pesach comes, is the Torah going to put down chametz in my rishos? No. The Torah is putting in my rishos because the Torah is trying to prevent you from a kirov to the chametz, prevent you from the kirov das to the chametz, and relating to chametz as a baal, and just saying, look, I'm not owning it because it's about now, they can't own it. So Torah is making you over. If you're relating to it as a baal, Torah is going to give you baalus shelisser. Even though it's not real baalus, but it's going to give you baalus shelisser unless you basically cut yourself off from it as a baal. If you cut yourself off from it as a baal, then the Torah is not going to put in your shoes. Now, how do you cut yourself off from it as a baal? Well, one way is just to internally cut myself off from it. Say it's because of Gafradal. Or I could physically cut myself off from it. I do every responsible step to get rid of it. And if I do so, and it turns out that it was there, so then why is it going to put in my rishos? Right? But if I then find it, and if I find it at that second, I go and destroy it, then also Torah's not going to put in my rishos because I'm totally responsible. Torah, the second I find it, I go and I search, I destroy, I run, I whatever, perfect. But if I see it, and then I say, ooh, that's a yummy piece of chametz, right? Now, that moment, I have this positive relationship with chametz. Then I'm going to put it in my shas. So in order to prevent that, if you pre-bittel, and I predefine my relationship to it, then it's like I've already ma'akev the whole putting it in my rishus. And then apparently, even if I hesitate, that's interesting how that works, but it's like it's not going to put my rishus down. Then it's just like a slip. I've already defined my real das is distance from it, and maybe the momentary slip isn't going to undercut that. That's just like whatever. But if I don't have any pre-das, pre-bittel, then when I find that I hesitate, then it's going to put in a shush, which is a good question, because why don't you say, if I did bedika and bior, so I predefined my das, so now why don't you say my hesitation, whatever. But if I do bittel originally, then that's it. It's like a totally, I don't know, we have to address that, but whatever. That's a detail. Yes, Sam's saying, well, that it seems ultimately it's about the person acting responsibly, doing what he needs to do by the chametz, which could either be bedika or bittel. Either way, and as long as he does that, everything is okay. But I think you also need, at least point, that he's leaning on what he said earlier, that it's not real ownership. If chametz were actual ownership, if he legitimately owned chametz, then first of all, bittul would never work. Because how do you do bittul? You can't do bittul on your lathe.
Right.
And then also, it would seem the chazakah wouldn't quite help. Because ultimately, turns out, you did own it. So retroactively, chazakah or whatever, but didn't I end up retroactively owning it? Right? But given that you say that you can't actually own it, it's just like a mock, putting it in your rishus, like a mock bailus, then you could say the Torah only puts it in your rishus if you are derelict in your relation, your responsibility to this object. But if you're treating it totally fine, in line with the rechuk, which is appropriate, which is two forms of rechuk, an internal rechuk or an external rechuk, right? Either of those will make you okay, and you're going to avoid the Torah putting. You're going to be doing tashpiso, and you're going to avoid the Torah putting it in your rishos. So I think that's what it means. The Torah is relying on chazakos. It's a funny type of thing. It's like, okay, Torah is relying on chazakos. I get it in terms of my zehiros and mitzvos. Torah is relying on chazakos, but why am I not over the mafreya? Right. At the end of the day, I understand that like I have a right to rely on chazakos, but like it's one thing to say that like I have a right to rely on chazakos, but it turns out if you find it, then you did own it. It just maybe I wasn't doing anything wrong because I had a right to rely on chazakos. But he's trying to say more than that. It's not just like you have a right to; it's like you're not over the mafreya. So why? So we're saying, I'm not sure there's the only way to say. What we're saying is because the Torah is not, it's a fake being in your shas. And the fake being in your shas is assuming you did something wrong. But since you have a right to line chazakas, you didn't do anything wrong. You did perfectly good. You did exactly what you're supposed to do. So now the Torah is not going to put in your shas. The Torah is trying to get you to do things right. But it doesn't mean you have to make sure there isn't mysterious chametz in your shas. Like you have to treat it like it's radioactive material, and if it's in your shush, it's going to kill you. You just have to act responsibly. I act responsibly. So now the Torah's not going to put it. You could have imagined the Torah's going to say, if the chametz there, it's in your shush. But that's like, it's like oppressive. It's like almost like the Torah's treating it like the devil, or treating it like it's taboo. And if it's in your shush, even if you did everything possible, this is yourself, bottom line is we're putting it in your shush. Forcing you to be over with it. But he's saying, why should Torah do that? Torah is putting in your shas. If you, again, what we're saying, if you have a kirov to it, then the Torah is going to make you over. Because that's the whole point. Torah is trying to distance you from it. And you might take advantage of the fact that it's also b'hanah and you can't own it, you can't officially own it to have a kirov to it. The Torah is saying is, if you have a kirov to it, you're going to be over. It's me and your shas. But if you're perfectly meruchik from it, then everything's fine. So what he's saying is the machlok student of Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda is ultimately, if you did bedika, are we choshesh that you're going to find it and hesitate? Right? The Mishnah is just holding, look, you did bedika, you're good. And if you find it, okay, so you have to get rid of it. But Rabbi Yehuda introduced the chashash that maybe you're going to hesitate. And that's just the Rabbanan. There's worry that a person's going to hesitate. Even though he did bedika, and generally, he did bedika, you see he's anti-chametz. But maybe he's going to hesitate. So he says, therefore, they're mechayev you to do bittul just to, make sure. Sam, why is it if I did bittul before yantif, Then I hesitate. Then I find and hesitate. I'm all good. I'm not over. And that's why they're saying do betel, right? They're saying do betel is because if you don't do betel, you might hesitate. But apparently, once I do betel, what about that? Still, maybe I do betel and now I'm going to hesitate. Unless you say, once I do betel, I'm not going to hesitate. Maybe you'll say, look, if I already did betel, then I'm not going to hesitate. But I don't know, maybe I will. Maybe I'll see it. I did betel before I knew what it was. But now that I find that yummy pretzel, maybe I'm going to hesitate. So there's two possible ways, which you have to either say you're not going to hesitate, or you will hesitate, but since you did betel, you're okay. But then why don't you say since you did betel and whatever, you're okay. Yeah. So as I was saying, it's like, I like targeted. I said, call Chavir Chamiya Dikar Rishusay, right? You targeted all the chametz that's in your house, in your rishus, and you said it's afadar. So I already removed it from my rishus, from my das, from my whatever. So then, once I act on it in that way, then that's it. It's avoided for the whole esrei. It's not my rishus. So once I remove it, I'm like ma'akev the whole rishus. Like by Bedika and Bior, I didn't target the thing. I just acted responsibly to ensure that there is no chametz on my rishus. I've verified that my chametz is on my house, chametz free, and therefore, if there happens to be something there, the Torah is not going to put it in my rishus. But then, if I find it and I hesitate, well, then it's going to be in my rishus. Because I never actively negated it. I just kind of created a state where the Torah is not going to put it in my rishus. But then, if I hesitate, it will. Theory, bittul is better. Bittul is better. But the problem with bittul is, first of all, you have to do it legit. That's what Duran says. It's like it only works if you do it in your head. It's not just words. You have to truly internally feel that way. And a lot of people are not going to do it right.
Uh-huh.
And secondly, bittul has the risk that maybe you're going to end up finding it and eating it. Right? So Bidiko is going to also, they didn't like the idea of since lo badal minay or it's a car race, they just didn't want it around in your house. So it's true, you're going to buy if you do bittul. And even if you find it and hesitate, whatever, you're not going to violate your shus, but you might actually eat it. So they just didn't want Cheerios in their house, and therefore they obligated you to do it. But those are like the Rabbanim factors. The Raisa, I hear your point. This seems better to do Bethel. So your mom is just totally incinerating the whole thing, or you know, you're undercutting your whole relationship to it. You're not just assuming it's not there. You're really targeting the relationship itself and undercutting it.
Yeah.
It just has a risk. So Sam's saying, so what's the logic? It's a funny idea. You don't usually have mitzvah choices, right? Funny idea. Mitzvah, you have two choices, right? A or B, right? So, I don't know. I was thinking about it. Yeah, that's true.
At
one point, you choose. That's
either
Hashem or Chatzil.
That's
true.
That's
awesome. Yeah. So I think that's what I was thinking again. I thought about this a while ago. But it's, and see if it still works. But the Isser is a relationship. The chametz. It's a relationship. A relationship between you and the chametz. So there's two ways to like remove a relationship. One is to remove yourself from the chametz, or to remove the chametz from yourself. Right now, there's chametz in your rishos that you're related to. You have a certain positive relationship to. And Torah's Tashbisa was saying is break that relationship. Now, like, because a relationship is like a two-party thing, it's like the definition is like two sides of breaking a relationship. I could pull myself away from it or pull it away from myself. So it's like it would be arbitrary to say pick one of them. It's like the nature of the thing is like a symmetry. There's two parts. So either one of them is like, they're just naturally, it would be like, if there's like, there's like a chafza, then you can say, what should I do? What's the mitzvah to do the chafza? Do this or do that? But the mitzvah is targeting it's not targeting a chafza. It's targeting a relationship. And because the relationship has two sides to it, so the natural way to undermine that is there's no way to choose one or the other. Intrinsically, there's just two sides of undercutting the relationship. And the fact that there are two ways of doing it points to the fact that the nature of the Isser is the relationship between, and they're both important. it shows you that they're both important. It's not the chafetz's existence, and it's not your feeling. It's you having a relationship to chametz. And therefore, that could be undercut. The Torah said two ways to do it. Either you go and destroy it through burning, through whatever. That's one way to break the relationship. Maybe there's a form how to break it if you want to remove it from you. Or you could move you from it, which is through a betel. Like, notice, like the Torah could have arbitrarily said, no, you have to only one. But that's the reason why the Torah doesn't have a choice is because pick the best thing and do that. Why does the Torah give you options? Just right, choose the right formulation. But here it's like because there naturally is a two-sided thing, it would be like arbitrary to cut and say you have to do it this way. Well, why do I do that way? There is the nature of the thing is a two-sided relationship. And the Torah is saying is break that two-sided relationship. So now they're just two sides of how to do it. So it's not like two choices within the same thing. It's like the nature of the thing is like a dual. And there's undermining both of those two ways to undermine it. So look, I feel like there's a lot. This Ron's pretty long, and I think we have a lot of good ideas here. But I'm sure if you read it carefully, if you had another day maybe or something like that, there would be more subtleties, nuances. It's a lot going on here. You know, so I like our approach. I think other things are working out, but I feel like there's a lot more. There's more to be said, but you know, I think it's good. So Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll do try to finish up the thing we started yesterday about the three kitos for the Gan Pasach.